The Nobel Peace Laureate, who was elected on promises to end U.S. involvement in Iraq and reduce America's footprint in the world, returns to this year's United Nations General Assembly with a different mission: to rally support for new large-scale military operations against Ebola and militants with the Islamic State Group, or ISIL.
America will lead a broad coalition to roll back this terrorist threat. Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy.
That strategy has more than 1,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, though not in a combat role, reflecting what analysts say is President Obama's continuing reluctance to get involved. In 2011, President Obama oversaw the withdrawal of U.S. forces as polls showed war-weary Americans had no appetite for continued U.S. participation in foreign conflicts. But the pressure is building on Mr. Obama to show American strength.
This is James Wright Foley.
Videos of Islamic State militants killing U.S. journalists have helped turn polls around, with more Americans now favoring stronger U.S. action. For Mr. Obama, it's created a dilemma. Analyst Michael Rubin is with the American Enterprise Institute.
President Obama is absolutely correct to say that he has a mandate to keep the United States out of Iraq. The problem is the situation in Iraq is, of course, changing. President Obama, however, is ideologically opposed to this sort of military action, and so this is one of the reasons why he's shown such great reluctance.
Adding to the pressure on Mr. Obama is the spread of the Ebola virus in West Africa, where the president is deploying 3,000 U.S. troops in response to calls for help from Liberia and other countries.
Faced with this outbreak, the world is looking to us, the United States, and it's a responsibility that we embrace. We're prepared to take leadership on this, to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has, and to mobilize the world in ways that only America can do.
Larry Korb served as a foreign policy advisor to the Obama campaign and notes this time it's the governments of Iraq and Liberia calling on the U.S. to step in.
I think we need to recognize that when we're invited in, like the president of Liberia, where Iraq has invited us back in now, then it's much different.
At the United Nations, Mr. Obama will attend the climate summit and chair a Security Council meeting on foreign fighters. The rest of the time, he will work to shore up commitments by others to help deal with both the Islamic State militants and the Ebola outbreak. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.